我首先简短的介绍一下我自己。
I'd like to briefly introduce myself.
我叫John Payne, 彭约翰。
My name is John Payne.
我跟你们这边的彭东平弟兄是同样的姓，所以比较容易记。
I have the same last name as Brother Peng in from our church, your church.
进的时候，我第一次参加西岸特会，那么我就在那个时候我还年轻一点。那么我就留意到彭弟兄还有沈伯松弟兄。
When I was attending the West Coast Conference for the first time in 1990, at that time when I really noticed Brother Jonathan Peng from our church, your church, and also Brother Sun.
那时候我们一直在加州侍奉。
During that time, I was serving in California.
感谢主，两年半之前，神把我们一家带到西雅图的地方。
Praise the Lord, 2 years ago, God brought my whole entire family to the Seattle area.
那么去年彭弟兄来真光教会来释放信息，我心也是非常的有感动。
And then last year, Brother Jonathan Peng went to our True Light Christian Church to share, and I was truly moved.
Yeah, 现在我们的家人在真光教会侍奉。
So currently, my family and I are serving at True Light Christian Church.
我们家离这边住的也很近。
Family live very close to here.
我也认识你们中间的黄希培长老。
And also, I recognize you are Brother Sik Wong.
Yeah, 他帮助我们做建堂的预备。
He helped us to make preparation for building up our church.
还有我的针灸医生陈医生。
And also my acupuncture doctor.
这样讲起来呢，虽然就说哈，有很多地上的教会，但是神的家只有一个。
So in speaking, we have many earthly churches, but however, in God's house, there's only one.
所以我们一个欢喜快乐的心，一起来领受神的话语。
So may we use a joyful heart to receive God's words.
今天要跟大家分享的一个题目就是赞美的实际。
So the topic I'd like to share today is the reality of praise.
我来读以弗所书一章三节。
Please turn to Book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3.
以弗所书一章三节。
Book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3.
这里几乎是给我们一个赞美的呼召。
Here it gives us a calling to praise.
这里说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place in Christ.
这里是保罗勉励我们基督徒来敬拜赞美我们的神。
Here Paul encouraged all the Christians to praise our Lord Jesus.
那我们晓得赞美和敬拜不是一个很容易学到的功课。
So as you all know, the concept of praise and worship is not something that's easily learned. It's not a lesson that's easily learned.
不晓得有没有时候发现，唱诗歌唱了几节了，好像脑子还在想着今天下午要去买什么东西。
I don't know if you have this experience, but it seems like when we start singing the songs, and after a few verses, our minds start wandering to start thinking about what we do in the afternoon.
或者在念主导文的时候，快要念完了才想到，哦，原来我在祷告。
Or maybe like when reading scripture, and maybe until the end, then you think, oh, I need to pray.
很多时候我们会进入到一种这个无人驾驶的赞美状况里面去哈。
So sometimes we just turn go into this all cruise mode.
但是其实赞美神是我们的一个特权，是我们的一个享受。
But however, in reality is that to be able to praise God, this is a privilege.
我们要好好的学习什么是赞美的实际，并且怎么进入这个赞美的实际里。
And we need to learn what is the reality of praise and how to enter into it.
很多年前有一个牧师，他一直在想什么是赞美的实际。
Many years ago, this pastor who thought, what is the reality of praise?
那么他去探访一对年轻的基督徒的夫妇，就在他家住几天。
So he went and visited a young couple, a Christian couple, and he lived in their house for a couple of days.
第二天一早，他听到这个姐妹一早起来就唱圣诗。
And so the next morning, very early, as soon as she rises, this sister, she starts singing.
那首歌就是亲近更亲近我们的神。
And the hymn that she was singing was closer and closer to God.
她说啊，这个姐妹实在太属灵了，一早起来就唱赞美诗。
And so the pastor thought, oh, this sister is truly spiritual. She starts singing hymns early in the morning.
当吃早餐的时候，她实在忍不住，她说：“这个姐妹啊，你早上唱的诗歌，就是我一直最喜欢听的诗歌。”
And so at breakfast time, he cannot contain himself anymore. So he said, "Sister, the song that you're singing this morning is my favorite song."
但是好像你唱的快了一点。
However, it seemed like you're singing a little bit fast.
那这个姐妹说，哦，牧师很抱歉。
And so sister apologizes.
啊，我这首歌是这样的，是我妈妈很喜欢的诗歌。
And so she explains that this song is a favorite song of my mother's.
其实我并不是有意要把它唱得特别快。
So it's not that my intention to actually sing it fast.
但是我发现，在我煮鸡蛋的时候，如果我唱这首歌六次，唱得很快，这个鸡蛋呢就是轻熟。
However, what I realized was that if I sing this song just a bit quick, and then if I sing it six times, then the egg that I'm cooking will be just right.
唱八次就更熟。
And then if I sing it eight times, then the egg will be well done.
所以我每次煮鸡蛋的时候，都用这个做计时器来煮鸡蛋。
So every time when I cook the egg in the morning, I use this as a timer.
哎呀，这个牧师就想到，哎呀，我们既然把赞美的事情啊。当作是一个这么平凡来做煮鸡蛋的定时器。
So the pastor thought to himself that we are using these praise songs to use such a mundane tool as a timer.
弟兄姐妹，我们知不知道赞美是神给我们一个特别的恩赐？
Brother and sister, do you know that to be able to praise Him is a special gift that God has
given us? 那我们不要想到赞美一定是说要唱歌唱得很好听，弹琴弹得很流畅。
So don't have this idea in the head that when you praise, you must be very good at singing or play the piano very well.
那我们今天要认识的就是说，基督徒神的儿女如何能够有效的借着赞美把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Lesson that we need to learn as Christians is how can we use praises as a way to express God's glory.
让它成为一种有震撼的，一个能够改变生命的一种从生命发出的赞美。
May it become a praise that comes out can truly move and change people's lives.
这是我们的一个呼召，是我们的一个特权。那你想，神如果呼召你，他难道不给你这个能力吗？
So you need to realize this is a calling to us and it's a privilege given us, and also realize that when God has given us this calling, wouldn't He also provide us with the power to do so?
所以我们要用心来学习如何来赞美神。
So we need to use our hearts to learn how to praise Him.
在十八世纪以前，航海的寿命都不长。
In the 18th century, those who works on the boats going out to sea have a very short lifespan.
原因就是说，他们遇到雾跟黑暗的这个暗的天气的时候，他们就看不到很远。
And the reason is because when they have fog on the sea or maybe very adverse weather, they can't see very far.
那么当时呢，也有从这个第二世纪呢到十八世纪都有灯台。
And so from 2nd century on to the 18th century, they had these lighthouses.
但是当天气不好的时候，灯台所发出的这个光的信号只能传达 0.2 里到2里路。
And however, in adverse weather, the light from the lighthouse can only travel about 0.2 to maybe 2 miles.
那么有时候航海的人看到灯的时候来不及转了，就撞到石头，搁浅那船的人就死掉。
And oftentimes, by the time they see the lighthouse, it would be too late. And so the ship would hit the shallows and all hands would be lost.
一直到18世纪有一个光学之父叫 Fresnel Augustine。
All the way until the 18th century, there was this there's this person called Fresnel Augustine who is a
father of optics.
Oh, father of optics.
那么其他人都去研究把怎么火烧得更旺。
So while everybody else is trying to experiment how to make the fire in the lighthouse to grow brighter,
所以他们做很大的灯台，就里面要烧很大的火。
So they make bigger and bigger lighthouses, and inside they lit fire.
但是这个光学之父呢很聪明，他没有去研究怎么烧更大的火，他研究这个火的光怎么能够传达。
But this father of optics, he did not went into experience, see how they can burn the fire brighter, but rather how to make it so that the fire would travel, the light would travel further.
经过他的研究，他发现原来如果把这个火透过一些聚好胶的镜片，就可以传达20里以外。
And then from various experiments, he realizes that through the use of these pre-focused lenses, the light can travel more than about 20 miles.
那今天我们汽车的车头灯的那些很多原理都是这个光学之父发明的结果。
And the same principle has been used, discovered by the father of optics have been used in the automobile headlights.
所以做基督徒不是只是有没有光的问题。
So to be a Christian, it's not just a matter of whether you have light.
我们有没有把这个光传递出去。
And it's more importantly, have we delivered this light out?
或者说我们也有一个灯，但是我们这个灯有没有点亮。
In other words, maybe another example is that we may have this light, but the question is whether we turn it on or not.
有一个很短的介绍跟大家分享。
There's a very short introductory I would like to share.
就是基督徒，我们都是蒙召要把这个神的光在黑暗的时代里面释放出来。
And all Christians have this calling, which is to release this light that God has given us into this dark world.
这是神给我们的一个荣耀的呼召，也是一个特权。
This is a glorious calling that God has given us, and it's also a privilege.
你从来没有看到小猫小狗在那里敬拜赞美神。
You've never seen little cats and little dogs worshiping God.
但是只有人，只有基督徒，被买赎的基督徒，我们可以从心里和口里能够发出赞美。
And only people and only Christians can we use our mouth to praise Him.
所以让我们今天来学习什么是赞美的实际，并且怎么进入这实际里。
So may we learn today what is the reality of praise and how do we enter into it.
首先我们来看赞美的呼召。
So let's first look at the calling to praise.
赞美并不是领诗的人给我们发出的一个邀请。
To praise is not somebody who's leading us and singing on hymns. It's not a calling from them.
赞美也不是我们今天心情很好，大家喜欢一起唱诗歌。
Praise is not that we feel great today and sing, so we gather together to sing.
赞美也不是只是一些音乐跟音符。
And also praise is not just about simple music and musical notes.
赞美乃是我们神给我们的一个特别的一个职分。
Praising is a special office that He has given us.
为什么基督徒现在在地上每次聚会都要唱诗歌？
So why is it that on earth Christians, whenever we gather, we always sing hymns?
而且那些诗歌唱了，有的唱了几百年了，还在唱。
And also some of these hymns have been sung for hundreds of years.
原来我们在做学习，在做预备，有一天到天上，我们还要赞美神。
And that is because we are simply practicing now on earth, because once, on the day when we go to heavens, we will continue to sing.
所以有人说，讲道的牧师有一天会失业了。
And that's why people will say that preachers will one day lose all their jobs.
教查经的有一天要失业了，因为到天上不需要有查经班，是吗？
And also, those people who lead Bible studies will lose their job, because one day when you go into heavens, these jobs are no longer needed.
我们面上的坡子除掉，我们面对面的仰望主。
And our veil has been parted so that we can see face to face with our Lord.
但是唱诗歌的好像在天上是很需要的。
But however, it seems like it's those who can sing are greatly needed in heaven.
不错，神给了我们一个呼召，也给了我们一个恩典，让我们能够从心里、从口里向他发出赞美。
It's really a calling and also a blessing from God for us, so that we can sing and praise Him from our heart.
但是我们严格来说，我们不讲很多哈，不讲很远，就光上个星期，我们有没有很多赞美声？
Strictly speaking, so let's not look that far ahead and just look at last week whether we have praised our Lord.
我们昨天的灵修有没有赞美神？
And whether in a quiet time yesterday have we praised Him?
昨天晚上的祷告有没有赞美神？
And in last night's prayer have you praised Him?
我发现赞美，我们在要赞美的时候会遇到一些挑战。
I found that when we are about to go into praises, we may face some challenges.
啊，第一个挑战我发现就是从这个天然堕落的人里面发出的一种拦阻。
The first one of which is just this natural laziness that we have as humans.
在主的地上的事工里面，有一次他医治一个生来瞎眼的人。
And so during his years on earth and his works, and our Lord once cured a man who was born blind.
啊，请听我用中文读这一段就好了，你们可以看那个英文的。
So you can read along the English version and allow me to read in Chinese.
啊，在约翰福音第九章六到七节，三十五到三十八节，耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，又用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说，你往西罗亚池里去洗，西罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣。他去一洗，回头就看见了。耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他就说，你信神的儿子吗？他回答说，主啊，谁是神的儿子叫我信他呢？耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。在这里有一个瞎子，我们看到他被主两次做医治的工作。
So what we just read is in John chapter 9 verse 1 through 12 and 35 to 41. Here we see there's this blind person who is cured by the Lord twice.
第一次的医治工作是外面的眼睛，他可以看见。
So the first time is because the Lord cured him his physical outwardly eyes so that he can see.
第二次的这个神的工作，他里面的眼睛看见。
And then the second work that he did was to open this person's eyes within so that he can see, his spiritual eyes can see.
给我们看见一个天然的人啊，如果他生来瞎眼的，他没有办法这个赞美自然界的美丽，他怎么能够赞美呢？
This allows us to see a naturally born person who is blind from birth. He cannot praise the beauty that he sees around his physical world.
叫他去讲，哎呀，这个花真是漂亮啊，玫瑰花啊，怎么是一会儿又黄的，一会儿又红的啊？还有这个啊，海水的颜色，天空的颜色，他没有办法来形容这一切自然的美丽。
How can you ask this person to describe the various colors that roses take on, or the colors of the sea? Because he has no way.
但是当他外面的眼睛看见了，他就可以看到，哇，一路开这个 Westlake Memorial， 看到啊，一个小小的湖就是这么美丽。
However, once his physical eyes been opened, for example, if he were to drive along our West Lake Sammamish, we would see how beautiful it is.
啊，有多少人开车来这里去经过这个一大段的 West Lake 有这个 Sammamish Parkway 有没有？
So how many people arrive here through West Lake Sammamish Way?
啊，你要留心开车，不要天天看那个湖的风景。
Please pay attention when you drive and not just to.
我记得我们刚搬来的时候住在 Redmond， 要到 Issaquah 去服侍，常常开这个湖边这条路。
I remember when we first moved here, we lived in Redmond, and so in order to go to Issaquah to serve in our church, we had to drive along West Lake's Memories.
每次都要挣扎，一定要好好的这个开车，不然太太跟小孩就会有意见了，不可以看风景。
Every time when we drive along that road, I had to force myself to focus on the road and not on the scenery. Otherwise, the wife and kids may complain.
你知道这个湖有多大吗？
Do you know how big the lake is?
有没有人研究过？
Anybody know how big the Lake Sammamish is?
有六千个平亩。
There are 6,000 acres.
有多少？
And do you know how deep is the deepest?
59尺。
About feet.
Yeah.
A feet deep. At the deepest point.
因为我每次开车经过就好奇，就去上网去看一看究竟这个湖有什么这么神奇。
Because every time I pass this, I'm always curious why, what is so special about this lake?
不过是小小的一个湖而已。
It's just a simple little lake.
让很多承建商都发了财了。
But yet it's caused a lot of builders to be rich.
你说他们有没有感谢神？
Do you think they praise God for that?
有多少不认识神的人会
do not know God will automatically just praise God on their own?
那么神有没有向这些住户来收钱？
And did God ask these people who live along the lake to pay him?
我们神给我们的恩典就像保罗说的啊，把天上各样属灵的福气都浇灌下来了。
Our God, just like Paul has said in the Bible, where he had poured down all the abundant blessing onto us.
但是一个没有认识神的人他是不会赞美神。
However, for a person who does not know God, he will not praise him.
即使这个瞎子他第一次遇见了神，但是他还没有更认识神。
even though this met Lord for the first person,
直到主耶稣对他说，你已经看见了神的儿子。
Until he told him that you have already seen God.
于是他就可以对神有一个真正的敬拜。
And from then he could truly have a true worship.
所以给我们看到为什么我们要不断的学习来认识我们的主。
So this allows us to see why we need to continue to study.
认识神的属性。
And to know of his nature.
啊，数算神的作为。
And to count his works.
如果我们不认识他的属性，不数算他的作为，我们如何发出一个真正
true nature and we do, cannot count his works, how can we praise him out of our hearts?
很多时候人做一些漫不经心的事情。
A lot of times we do things without really thinking about it.
啊，就好像我们例行公事的跟人说啊谢谢谢谢就走掉了，连看都不看人一眼。
And just like sometimes when we say thank you to people, we just walk away as we say thank you and not even look that person in the eye.
我们不会说两个手去抓住他的一个手，看着他，甚至还要抱着他来说，真是谢谢你。
And we wouldn't hold their hands with both, shake their hands and also maybe give them a hug when we say thank you.
但是如果你心里真正的认识他，真正知道他的恩典是多么大，那么你一定会向他发出一个真诚的一个赞美。
However, if you truly know how great he is from the bottom of your heart, then you will be able to praise him.
一个有深度的赞美。
You will be praise him with a praises that has depth to it.
是需要我们经过十字架的工作。
And to be able to do this, you need to learn the, it's need through the works of the cross.
今天早上我们读诗篇139篇。
This morning we read Psalm.
是谁写的？
Do you know who wrote this? It's written by David.
大卫非常爱写诗篇。
David really loved to write psalms.
也这些诗篇其实就是当时的流行曲。
In other words, so those songs at the time are their contemporary music.
那么大卫的诗歌呢，常常是流行榜上第一、第二的。
So usually the songs written by David are at the top of the charts.
那我不知道这个139篇是排行榜是第几个哈。
I don't know what place it held, what was the highest place it held once on those charts for.
但是在50个诗篇里，大卫。
But however, I do know that out of the 150 psalms that are in that book, David wrote about half of them.
还有50个诗篇没有注明的，人家说也是大卫所写的。
And then there are also about 50 others that the author was unknown. Other people attributed them to David.
大卫为什么这么会赞美神呢？
So how come David is so good at praising God?
为什么大卫这么注重赞美神呢？
And why does he look so heavily upon praising him?
因为大卫的生命是一个经过十字架工作的生命。
Because the life of David is one fruit of the cross.
一方面我们有主。
So on one hand we have this natural man's basic instinct holding us back.
另一方面有神给我们十字架的功课。
But however, on the other hand, God has given us a lesson from the cross.
我们来看大卫在这段经文里他所学十字架的功课。
So let's look at the lesson of the cross that David has learned.
当时大卫不过是一个牧羊的儿童。
So at the time, David is but a shepherd boy.
那么当时以色列跟非利士人在对阵。
So at the time, the people of Israel is having war with Philippine.
那么在这里，撒母耳记上17章4节50节说，从非利士营中出来一个挑战的人，名叫歌利亚，是加特人，身高六肘零一虎口。这样大卫用机旋甩石胜了那非利士人，打死他，大卫手中却没有刀。
And so, after 17 it says, then a champion came out from the armies of Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And so he had a bronze helmet on his head. And then verse 50 it says, and then verse 50 it says, thus David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he struck the Philistine and killed him, but there was no sword in David's hand.
那一些研究圣经的学者告诉我们，大卫当时可能不过是五尺多一点。
Those who study the Bible tells us that at that time David is probably no more than 5 feet.
那么哥利亚呢，他们这个
肘跟虎口一直折换，说它差不多有十尺六寸。
So upon to be about 10 feet and 6 inches.
好像他站起来手可以摸到那个房顶。
So probably when he stands, he could probably touch our roof.
所以他在这个以色列人的面前叫战40天，没有人敢出去应战。
And that's why when he was standing in front of the armies and calling out for the Israelites, nobody dared to go up and face him.
那么圣经学者也告诉我们，其实以色列人一般的高度啊。当时五尺多一些而已。
Who study in these kind of things tells us that for the average Israelite back then is no more than 5 feet tall.
所有的人都不能去面对这个巨人的时候，一个牧羊的一个小男童，居然可以去应战。
And so when no other warrior dares to step out to face this giant, a little small boy, shepherd's boy, dare to go out and face him.
他手里不过是拿拳和五个小小
And in his hand were his sling and 5 smooth rocks.
那在一般人的思想里，你是想这个简直是这个啊，自讨苦吃哈，自己去断送性命了。
So to the average man, when they see something like this, the thought that came to their mind would be that this person just going out to commit suicide.
一个五尺高的人要去小孩要对面对一个十尺高的是
A small boy who's no higher than 5 feet tall is trying to face off with a giant who's 10 feet tall.
那么大卫当他一直走去哥利亚的时候，可能离远看不出究竟哥利亚有多高，他被骗了走去打仗去了。
So it could have been that because from afar that person, the Goliath didn't look that tall, and so David started to walk towards him.
他不过是给哥哥来送东西的。
He was there originally to just to some package to his, but then he was drafted to.To go and to fight with this giant.
那么他越走接近这个哥利亚的时候，他可能就是从下面一直这样看着他。
And so you can imagine as he walked closer and closer, he started had to raise his head in order to look at this giant.
那他当时可能会有一个感想，难怪四十天没有人敢站出来啊。
Perhaps his thought would have gone through his mind. Maybe that's perhaps this is why.
啊，或者是想，我可能是第一个。到这里能够这么近看他的一个人但不罢了。
And maybe another thought races through his mind, maybe that I am probably the only one who stands this close to him and still survive, but then next second I may very well be dead.
非利士丁人对以色列来讲一直是他们一个仇敌。
Philistines have always been enemies to the Israelite people.
然后他们一直在以色列人来离开出红海进迦南的路上给他们难处。
They have caused problems for the they crossed the Red Sea.
他们可以说是仇敌兴起拦阻神进入神的儿女进入丰富的一个阻力。
In other words, they could be said to be the force raised by the enemy to prevent God's children from entering into promised land.
那么这个哥利亚呢，更是阻力中的阻力，他是这个巨石中的巨石。
And this Goliath is the most of them all.
这一个哥利亚就把整个以色列人都绊倒了。
So he won all of the nation of Israel at bay.
大卫深深的知道，哥利亚所挑战的不是以色列人，不是大卫，而是以色列人所信靠的神。
And David clearly knows that what Goliath is challenging is not the people of Israel, nor is it David, but rather the God who the Israelites believe in.
所以今天基督徒面对的难处其实不是你我面对的难处，而是难处向我们的神向。
So today the problems we face are not problems directed towards us, but rather it is towards our belief in our God who we believe in.
大卫没有走到哥利亚的面前就说惨了，为什么是我 ？Why me?
So David did not walk up to Goliath and say, "Why me?"
他也没有说对不起，我找错路了，我去牧羊的。
Nor did he make an excuse, "Sorry, I lost my way. I'm just a shepherd."
在想哈，大卫心态是一个非常有趣的心态。
Studies the Bible thinks that at the time this thought may be going through David's head.
当大卫越接近这个哥利亚的时候，他越高兴。
But the closer he gets to Goliath, the happier he gets.
他看到哥利亚越大，他越高兴。
The bigger he sees Goliath, the more excited he becomes.
他想，哎呀，这么大的目标，我肯定不会错过了。
Well, what must be going through his mind is like, I didn't have problem hitting it.
的时候，我们总是把难处放在一边，自己的能力放到天平的另外一边。
And whenever we face challenge, we always put the challenge on one side of the scale and our own abilities on the other side of the scale.
And 我们发现难处远远沉重于我们的能力。
And oftentimes we felt that the problems greatly outweighs our abilities.
我们的能力真是赶不上我们要面对一切的问题很难。
Our abilities are not enough to take on the challenge.
这个保罗给我们的一个勉励，就是说，神借着耶稣把天上各样属灵的福气，各样都倾倒下来。
However, the encouragement from Paul is that God already gave us all kinds of abundant blessing unto us.
请问今天你的难处是哪一种？
So may I ask you, what kind of problem or difficulty are you facing today?
就有一样的，我们是一点点的能力加上无穷大的能力。
In the Christian side, we use this little tiny ability that we have, but then plus the great ability that we received.
请问一点点加上无穷大是多一点呢，还是多很多？
So if I ask you, if you add this little tiny ability onto the infinite abundance, did our ability increase a little bit or is it by many?
马上我们就变成无穷大。
And in reality, we immediately become with this ability.
当那五饼二鱼经过神的祝福之后，远远超过五饼二鱼，远远超过这个整个 Safeway Store 能够给你的食物，因为它经过了神的祝福，变成一个无限大的。
And so when you combine this five bread and two fish with the limitless power, you have way more than
what you have to do.
And David knows the work of the cross.
他知道这个巨人的后面就是神彰显荣耀的机会。
And he knows that behind this giant is the chance for God to reveal his glory.
他知道十字架的工作会把我们带进神的荣耀里面。
He knows that work of the cross will bring us into his glory.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是有神给我们一个赞美的呼召。
So brothers and sisters, truly God has this calling for him.
但是我们的人来向神做出一个心里的赞美。
However, using our own nature, we have no way to praise, give him the proper praise.
我们称赞美他的真理。
We say we praise his ways, his truth.
但是我们连他真理都不认识，如何赞美他的真理？
However, if we do not even know what that truth is, how can we praise it?
但是即使我们有天然的拦阻，神还是有给我们点。
However, even though we have our own natural self, but God has given us this blessing.
越大的巨人，代表越大的一个蒙恩的经历。
The bigger the giant, also means the bigger that experience.
今天就看我们有没有把我们和神连在一起。
And today we need to see whether we have connected ourselves with God.
我们跟神连在一起了，这个十字架的工作功课就变成很容易学。
And with him, then our lesson of the cross will become light and easy to learn.
否则我们会永远停留在一个肤浅的基督徒的生命里面。
Otherwise, we'll always remain on this superficial Christian life.
所以我们要感谢主，在各样的环境中来学习，来经历神给我们要学的功课。
So we need to praise him for giving us this opportunity to learn his lessons in various environments and situations.
跟着下来我们来圣经，这里有讲到赞美的实际究竟是一件
Two verses from the Bible to understand what is this reality of praise.
当我们进入到启示录第四章第五章的时候，神的经营刚在开始的时候，第一件事情神让约翰看到的就是天上赞美的样式。
And if you turn to Revelation, in the very beginning, the very first thing that God wanted John to see is the praises that goes on in heaven.
请来读这个，你看中文的和英文的。
Please allow me to read it while you follow along.
启示录第四章六节九到十节，第五章十一到十三节，这里说宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛，每逢四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上，荣荣坐在宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：我又看见且听见，宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万。我又听见
在天上天地间一切所有被造，这里给我们看到一个赞美的图案。
Here it sees allows us to see this picture of praise.
那么在这个图案里面呢，也给我们看到一些赞美的原则。
And also in this picture, it painted for us the principle of praise.
我把这段圣经有些地方底下画了一条线。
Highlighted certain verse.
章节的进展，我们就看到原来赞美神是有一个非常特殊的设计在里面。
And so if we look at this more closely, we'll realize there's this the great design in how to praise him.
不是说只有一个钢琴，有一个代唱的人和一些诗本。
It's not just that we have a piano here and somebody who leads the singing, and then also we have some hymn book.
表达。
We used to express it.
而这个天上赞美的一个样式，让我们学到的是一个赞美里面的实际。
And the example that's set before us of the heavenly praise is to allow us to realize, understand the reality of praise.
第一个我们留意的是在四章六节里面，他讲到宝座。
And the first thing is in chapter 4, verse 6, it talks about this throne.
赞美离开了宝。
Praise without the throne is...
这个宝座设立在四活物中间的时候，这四活物就日以昼夜的在那里赞美神。
And when the throne is set between amongst these four living creatures, these four creatures praise it day and night.
在他们的赞美，他们会说：“圣哉，圣哉，上圣哉，那昔在今
has, and who is, and who is to come。”
赞美不是空洞的音乐，而是一个有启示、有内涵的事情。
To praise is not just about these shallow music, but rather there's a deep understanding, deep truth within.
在他们的赞美中，他们把神的三位一体的属性来表达出来。
And in their praise, they express the truth.
他们也把神的永存性表达出来，他昔在、今在、以后永在。
And they also have revealed his everlasting. God is everlasting.
那么透过四活物的对神启示的一个表达，我们就看到第十节有24位长老就伏伏在宝座前。
And through the praises of these four creatures, we also see that in verse 10, there are these 24 who were bowed down,
坐在宝座前的。
And they place their crown before the throne.
那么透过这24位长老对这个赞美的回应，我们又看到在这个十一节有许多天使的声音。
And also through response of these elders, we also see the voices of angels.
跟着下来到十三节，就有这个天上、地上、地底下、沧海里受造之物。
And then in chapter 5, and also to all creatures from heaven and on earth and under the sea.
我们这里看到了一个次序。
Here we see this order.
在这个次序里，我们看到一个更重要的事情，就是赞美如果离开了启示，这个赞美就变成一个非常空洞肤浅的赞美。
Also, one thing we saw from this is praises.
假如说我要称赞我们的弟兄很好，但我一次都没听他翻译过，我说这个弟兄你翻译真好，他会觉得我很虚伪。
So for example, if we want to praise somebody who's for example maybe like good at translating, but we never heard that person translate anything, and then we say such words, the words would become hollow.
如果我们不认识神，我们却去赞美他，这个赞美不单是肤浅，更是虚伪。
If we do not know God, but yet we praise Him, and our praise would sound hollow.
就这么重要的一件事情，我们好好的去学习呢？
If praising is such an important thing, how come we do not go and study it more?
我们从这个等次里面和次序里，我们看见，在这个赞美的过程里，第一件要发生的事情就是启示。
And so out of this order of praises, the first thing that we need to do is to have revelation.
从神的宝座把宝座上的那一位启示了出来。
And from his throne is to reveal the one who's on the throne.
万有的。
He's the one.
你今天认识的神是不是掌管万有的神？
The God that you know today, is he the one who controls everything?
通过这个赞美，通过这个启示，于是发生了一件马上就有的事情，叫做敬拜。
And through this revelation, the immediate thing that to follow is worship.
敬拜之后，我们就有一个赞美。
And after the worship,
敬拜和赞美究竟什么是什么？究竟赞美先还是敬拜先？
And so for a lot of times we see that people who come to who's just started going to a church will ask us, what's the difference between praise and worship?
请问你觉得赞美先发生还是敬拜先发生？
Which comes first, praises or worship?
我们发现先有了敬拜才有了赞美。
We discover that we first must have worship and then we have praise.
什么是敬拜？
What is worship?
敬拜是把他启示给我们的来对他做一个回应。
Worship is to respond back to what he had revealed to us.
难怪当四活物发出一个启示之后，二十四个长老马上就说你是配的。
And that's why after the four living creatures offered their worship, offered their revelation, the 24 elders started worshiping because he is worthy.
他说你是配的。
And they said, you are worthy.
这个敬拜就是从你是配的这句话而产生。
And the worship comes from this word, you are, this phrase, you are worthy.
那么当我们觉得神是配的，我们当然是不配的。
And when we admit that he is worthy, the natural thing is that we are not worthy.
但是我们马上就会产生一种赞美的回应。
But immediately from within, we will have this response, praise.
我们看到了一个宇宙赞美交响乐。
And then we can hear this universal symphony of praise.
好像就是说整个的宇宙受造为了就是一个目的，来把他的荣耀彰显出来。
It's as if the whole entire universe is created just to reveal his glory.
那有没有我们当中的父母的儿童曾经问过你，爸爸人受造的目的是什么？
So as parents among us, how many of you have heard this question from your kids asking you, why are we created?
在我们教会的儿童部，这个两个月前就有一个儿童这样问他们的主日学老师。
And in a children's group from my church, 2 months ago, there's a child asked exactly that question.
那么主日学老师马上打电话给我，彭牧师，我们有一个儿童问题。
And then the teacher at the time immediately called, phoned me up and said, Pastor Peng, we have this question.
我从来不轻视儿童问题。
I never look lightly upon kids' questions.
有时候儿童问的问题也是最难的神学问题。
Because oftentimes the questions that kids ask are the most difficult philosophical questions.
那么他儿童问的问题就是说，神造人的目的究竟是什么？
And the kid asked, why did God create man?
啊，我对这个主日学老师说，我说这是一个很好的神学问题啊。
And I told the teacher at the time, this is a very good theological question.
我说神造人有两个最主要的目的。
And God has two goals when he created man.
第一个就是要我们荣耀他。
One is to glorify him.
第二个就是享受他。
And second is to enjoy him.
哎呀，你看神造我们有一个这么奇妙的目的。
So it's such wonderful. He has such wonderful goal for us when he created us.
所以赞美是不是有一个很重要的地位？
So shouldn't praise have an important place?
当我们更深认识赞美的时候，我们就能够进入到这个赞美的实际里面。
And then when we praise him even more and further, we enter into this reality of praise.
有几个操练的方面，我们可以一起来学习。
There are a couple of points that we can learn.
第一个我们就是彼得提醒我们的。
And first is what Peter reminds us of.
就是要让我们在主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
Is that we have growth and advancement in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
严格来说，我们对主赞美的震撼力、真实力是根据于我们有多少经历的恩典。
In other words, our ability to praise him, to praise him with such words that with great power has all to do with how much we know him.
当你有更多认识的时候，你的赞美是一个非常自然有感染力的。
And when we know him more, our praises will be very natural and it will be very moving.
也就当我们在恩典知识上有长进的时候，荣耀就会彰显，以至于归到神的那里。
And as our blessings grew, that our praises will grow as well and will reach reach our Lord.
另外一处地方是雅各书四章七节。
And second is in James chapter 4 verse 7.
这里说故此你们要顺服神。
It says that, so therefore you need to obey God.
这个恩典和知识的功课是要透过顺服才学得会。
This, to obedient, the lesson of obedience need to be learned.
属灵 成熟的表现，信心大小的表现，在乎一个事情，顺服。
The spiritual growth and maturity and how great is your faith has all to do with one thing, which is to obey.
一个越有信心的人是一个越能顺服的人。
The more faith you have means the more obedient you are.
因为他知道一切的环境都是出于神，为了让他得的益处。
Because he knows all of things he encounters comes from God in order for him to gain.
一个属灵生命成熟的人是一个顺服的人。
Someone who is mature in spirit is someone who knows how to submit.
因为他知道没有一件事情对于我们基督徒来讲不是出于神的美意。
Because he knows everything for us Christians comes from God's good will.
所以雅各提醒我们，我们要学习顺服神。
So he reminds us that we need to obey him.
他下一句话告诉我们，当我们这样顺服神的时候，连魔鬼都要逃走。
And he reminds us in the next verse that when we can obey him, even the devil will flee.
原来赶鬼有一个最有效的方式。
So it turns out there's a best, this is the best way to drive out.
就是要顺服神。
Is to obey God.
当我们顺服神的时候，我们就可以抵挡魔鬼。
And when we obey him, we can resist.
仇敌常常会用让我们的思想产生一种不平，一种埋怨，让我们慢慢的远离神，远离神的家。
And so oftentimes the enemy will cause us these thoughts to occur in our heads to feel like we're treated unfairly and that we will part away from.
让我们不能有一个心里真正的赞美。
And it will cause us to be far further and further away from God so that in our hearts we cannot have this praise for him.
第三个操练的方式就是希伯来书十三章十五节告诉我们，你们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
And so it's in Hebrew, book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15 where it says, through him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of the lips that give thanks to his name.
这里圣经再一次提醒我们，我们要有心，但是怎么样，口里承认，心里所相信的。
And it says truly we need to have this. Here it reminds us that even though it's important for us to have faith inside, however, we need to use our lips to praise what we know in our hearts.
学到恩典知识的功课。
And when we have learned the lesson of blessings.
当我们顺服神。
And when we submit to him.
我们有了那实际了。
We have that reality.
不是说有实际就行了，不用去表达了。
But however, that doesn't mean that it's enough to just have that reality and not no. There's no need to express that.
偶尔的时候，我太太常常会问我，你爱不爱我
？And occasionally, my wife may ask, "Do you love me?"
我说我们都结婚十几年了，你还问这个问题
？I told her we've been married for some years, and you still ask me.
她说你好像。好久没有跟我说你爱我了。
But she was saying, it seemed like you haven't said I love you for quite a long time.
于是偶尔开车啊，没事的时候我就说，太太我爱你。
So now, when we're in the car, and occasionally I would tell her that, I love you.
她看我觉得有点怪怪的。
But then she would look at me strangely.
我也学到一个功课，就是有实际还是需要把实际表达出来。
So the lesson I learned is that it's important to have that reality, but sometimes it's also important to express that reality.
我们承认主名的人，嘴唇要有一个果子。
Even though when we admit those who of us who admit God, we also need to have this fruit from our lips.
这个就是常常来赞美神。
And that is to praise Him often.
但是我们不是做空洞的赞美，而是赞美主，哈利路亚，喊一声，叫一句。心里还在想着，我很气这个人。
And it's not that we use shallow praise and just use our lips and say hallelujah, praise the Lord, but within our hearts we may say we were so angry at this person.
但是如果我们是真的承认主名的，
我们的嘴唇要带着一个赞美的果子。
If we can truly admit God's name, then with our mouths, with our lips, we will bear fruit.
这是我们该有的一种赞美的操练。
This is an exercise of praise that we should offer.
第四处的地方的这个操练是主耶稣给我们的一个提醒。
And the fourth place is, comes from a reminder that Lord Jesus has for us.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
有的时候可能我们未必能够讲。
So sometimes maybe we can't speak.
有的时候我们未必能唱。
And oftentimes maybe we don't have the ability to sing.
但是我们可以活出来。
But we can live it.
我们把对神的欣赏、感激和喜乐可以活出来。
We can live out all this joy and these praises for God from within our hearts.
当不认识这神的人看到我们这么喜乐。
And for those people who do not know God, see how happy we are.
当不认识神的人想到我们的经历是多么的悲惨。
And when those people who do not know God, see how, to their eyes, sad and, is our life, our experience.
然而我们仍然活得这么起劲。
But yet we still live with such joy.
仍然这样的侍奉他。
And still continue to serve.
仍然这样的去传讲他。
And continue to preach his words.
他们就会将荣耀归给我们天上的父。
And then they will give all glory to our Father in heaven.
这是我们今天所学习的赞美的实际和一些操练。
This is the reality of praise that we're learning today and also some exercise.
当我们讲一些赞美的话可能会让人来欣赏神。
And when we say some words of praise, we may cause people to come to know God more.
但是当我们活出赞美的实际我们可以帮助人遇见神。
But however, when we can live out the reality of praise, we can help people to meet God.
一个赞美的实际就是一个里面真正得着神的启示。
And the reality of praise is to have received a revelation from him.
一个真正顺服在神的手中。
And so someone who has completely submitted into God's hands.
这是一个不能停止的赞美。
This is a praise that cannot be stopped.
我用一个故事来结束。
I'd like to conclude with a story.
在很多年前在这个苏格兰有一个长老会的牧师。
So many years ago in old Scotland there's this a Presbyterian minister.
他是一个比较保守的牧师。
He's one of those very orthodox type.
但是在他的会众里呢，有一个姐妹，天天在聚会的时候就站起来说 ，Hallelujah, praise the Lord, 感谢主。
And then in his congregation, there's this old lady who every time when they gather, she will also always stand up and say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
但是基本上这是一个不是太大的问题，对吧
？So it's not really a problem.Really?
但是对这个牧师来讲他就一喊一叫他就忘记下一句要讲的道。
But for this minister, every time this sister praises and cries out, he will forget his train of thought.
哎呀这姐妹一叫他就讲太惨了我下一句不知道要讲什么。
And whenever this sister cries out, he will thought to himself, oh no, I forget what I was supposed to say.
下一年的施工计划的时候他想到一个妙计。
So they, while making plans for next year's lesson, he thought about this great idea.
他去探访这个姐妹。
So he went and see the sister.
啊，这个姐妹啊，我知道你家庭比较贫穷。
And so he went and said, "Sister, I know that your family is very poor."
我想给你一个很好的毛毯子。
I would like to give you this great blanket.
只要你今年一年在我讲道的时候不叫哈利路亚。年底我这个毯子就给你。
I'll give you this wool blanket if you for this next year do not rise up and cry, praise the Lord. I will give you this blanket.
啊，一年这个日子就这样很快就快要过去了。
And so day after day, it soon a whole year almost went by.
快到年终的时候。
Close to the end of the year.
那正好这个牧师那一天的讲道特别精彩。
And it so happens that the message that the minister was preaching that day was great.
他也总算讲到那个姐妹心里去了。
And then the message hit the sister's heart.
他讲到耶稣如何降卑，快到圣诞节嘛，降卑来到人世，成为无有来拯救我们。
Because it's closer to Christmas, so the message was about how Lord Jesus came to this earth as this
降在马槽中
and came to was born in the manger.
快到两岁的时候还要被希律王追杀。
And then how when he was 2 years old, he was persecuted by the king.
但是仍然神这样爱我们。
But yet he still loves us.
这个姐妹就忍不了了。
So this sister could not hold back.
她马上就跳起来了。
She raised up.
她说有没有毛毯没关系。Hallelujah, 赞美神。
I don't care if I get that wool blanket, but hallelujah, praise the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我要跟大家分享的负担就是让我们心里有一种自然的这种从里面出来的真实的赞美。
Friends, sister, the burden that's within me is for me. I would like to share with you that we should have this praise that's natural, that comes from within.
这个赞美远超过物质跟环境的许可。
This praise comes from way above or beyond what the limitations
are. 这个赞美可以从地上一直通到天上去。
And this praise can rise up from the earth all the way to heaven.
以致跟这个宇宙的这个赞美交响乐团联合在一起。
And then it becomes one of this universal symphony.
把一切的荣耀颂赞权柄归到那坐在宝座上。
And offer all praises and glory to the one who sits on the throne.
我们来低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，因为你爱我们，怜悯我们，你来拯救我们。
Lord, because you love us, you came to this world.
你付了极重的代价。
You paid a heavy price.
主，你这样的忍耐等候我们。
You have such patience while you wait for us.
你更每天来背负我们一切的劳苦重担。
And every day you carry our heavy burdens.
在你的创造，在你的救赎中，你给了我们一个荣耀的福分。
In your creation, in your salvation, you give us this glorious part.
一个荣耀的恩典。
And this glorious blessing.
一个荣耀的特权。
And this glorious privilege.
就是让我们从心中、口中、生命、生活中对你发出赞美。
And that is for us to praise you from our heart, using our lips, and also in the way we live.
来回应你的大爱。
In order to respond.
来印证你的启示。
And to testify your revelation.
来对一个不信和背信的世代说，有一位爱的神。
And to say to this unbelieving world that there is a God who loves.
主，愿你掌管我们每一个人的生命。
Lord, may you take control of every one of our lives.
让我们一生尊你为主。
May we have you as our Lord all our lives.
让我们凡事高举你。
May we raise you up for in everything.
让你的教会成为一个灯台。
May your church be the light stand.
不单是有光。
Not only there are light.
更做一个发光的教会。
But rather a church that has light going out.
做一个发光的基督徒。
And as a Christian who has light that's shining out.
来帮助这迷失黑暗的世界。
To help this world that's lost in darkness.
不至于沉沦。
So that it may not fall.
愿主你得着一切的荣耀。
Lord, may you receive all the glory.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.